As promised, we are joined right now by a quarterback who played his college ball at North Dakota State, a two-time national champion, first FCS player to win the Walter Payton Award and Jerry Rice Award in the same year. He ranked second in the FCS in yards per pass attempt. He was fifth in completion percentage, 10th in rushing yards per carry in 2019. He appears courtesy of Old Spice and their partnership with Big Brother, Big Sisters of America. Trey Lance is my guest. Trey, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm great. And listen, it's been a long run up to tomorrow night. In fact, a long, long time. The draft is tomorrow. Your name is expected to be called early. I'm curious, what's today like for you, and what are you doing between now and then to get ready for the draft?
Yeah, today's super exciting, here in Cleveland now, and just excited to obviously have an opportunity to know where I'm going to be at. Hopefully can get some sleep tonight, but just excited.
Hey, Trey, I'm curious, like the conversations you've been having with NFL teams, what have they been like? For instance, what are they asking you about, and what do you want them to know about you?
Most of them have been, fairly similar, just wanting to know how much football I know, really. And get to know me as a person has been kind of the main things and main points of conversation. But for me, I just want them to know who I am and what I'm about. I want teams to know exactly what they're getting.
Trey Lance is joining us right now. Look, I know better than to ask you where you think you're going to go, but do you have a sense as to where you might be picked? Do you have a team in mind? How are you approaching that?
Not yet. Kind of just open and, like I said, excited. I feel like I've put myself in a good position, done everything I can to set myself up for success. So at this point, it's not really a whole lot of nerves, just excited for tomorrow night.
Because you're prepared. Trey Lance is joining us. You know, it's interesting when you say that I've set myself up for success. One of the things that jumps out to me is your mind and the way you approach the game and life. As an example, I know you've listened to books like Golf is Not a Game of Perfect and The Inner Game of Tennis. What have you taken away from those two books when it comes to mindset?
Yes, I actually haven't read Golf is Not a Game of Perfect yet, and I'm reading The Inner Game of Tennis, and I just finished Blink. But I love reading about that type of stuff. Mindset is huge, and just learning about the brain. I'm kind of a little bit of a nerd about it, but it's interesting to me, and it's fun to learn about. So for me, how you approach the game, how you approach, every single day, I think has a huge impact on not only, your life, but also the people around you.
We're talking to Trey Lance, getting ready for the NFL draft, which is finally upon us. So when you went to North Dakota State, that means that you're going to a program that's known for two things, winning national titles and developing quarterbacks. How would you describe that development process at North Dakota State? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I learned a ton. My first year getting there, being able to sit behind Easton Stick was, I think, the biggest blessing in the world for me. I got to learn football, learn how to, handle, being the quarterback at North Dakota State. And Easton did that, I think, just as well, if not better than anyone else that I've ever been around. So for me, being able to sit behind him and steal his notes and kind of be his shadow for that whole year, was where most of my development happened.
We're talking to Trey Lance. So you had a huge year in 2019. In fact, one of the best in FCS history. Then came COVID. I'm curious, what was that time like? And ultimately, what led you to enter the draft this year? What kind of conversations did you have with your parents around that time?
Yeah, the whole COVID, obviously, situation, I don't think anyone thought that we'd still be dealing with it as much as we are today. But obviously, things are there's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel at this point, at least in my mind. So I think for me, making this decision to come out was just about, talking to as many possible people as I could and getting as much feedback as I can. Obviously I believe in myself and I'm confident in myself. That's why I'm, in the position that I am right now. But at the end of the day, I also understand that I'm not the one that, decides if I get a job tomorrow night or not.
Trey Lance joining us. In terms of that job, Trey, how it is. Like, when you get ready for the NFL draft, there's so much chatter, and some of it's good and some of it's not. Some of it's positive and some of it's not. So when you hear the suggestion that maybe you don't have enough experience to be that high first-round pick, do you hear that, and then what do you do with that? Does that bother you or does that motivate you?
It definitely motivates me. I definitely hear it. I understand the situation that I only played, 17 games. So for me, it's one of those things I know that I really can't control. I don't have any control over, how many passes I threw in college games at this point. So for me, I can't really worry about things that I can't control.
I think, Trey, your journey is really fascinating. Like, just so people fully understand this, as a reminder, you had zero offers to play quarterback at a Power 5 school. Now you're about to become a first-round pick. How do you explain that journey?
Super blessed. Just super blessed to be surrounded by awesome people, whether it's, you know, communities, coaching staffs, growing up in Marshall, being able to, you know, grow and develop in Fargo-Moorhead community. I give all the credit in the world to the people I've been surrounded with, so I'm super thankful for that. And obviously, you know, just hard work and I give all the credit in the world to my teammates, my coaches, and everyone that's helped me get to this point.
And then, Trey, of course, family as well, right? Your father, Carlton, is a member of the Southwest Minnesota State Hall of Fame. He played pro football for a couple of years. Then he became a financial analyst. The story goes he loves to use spreadsheets to lay out the pros and cons of major decisions. Is that how that is? And if so, what did you learn from him in that process?
Yeah, he's super detail-oriented, and honestly, my mom is better with Excel and spreadsheets, so my dad will kind of have the idea, and my mom will kind of be the one to put it together. But yeah, he definitely, anytime there's any type of big decision, whether it's, you know, just for one person or a family decision, it goes straight on a spreadsheet, and I'm just expecting it, just waiting for it in my email. But yeah, his just how detail-oriented it is, and obviously just him teaching me, you know, how to be a man, how to compete. I think just my competitiveness comes from him for sure.
All right, so you are working with Old Spice and their partnership with Big Brother, Big Sisters of America to help draft the next generation of mentors. How did you get involved in this, and what do you like about this?
Yeah, I'm super excited to be partnered with Old Spice and really just proud. Like you mentioned, just their partnership with Big Brother, Big Sisters, putting the spotlight on mentorship. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without, you know, all the mentors, like I mentioned earlier, whether it's coaches, you know, older teammates, or just people in the community. So Old Spice commitment is just helping guys in the younger generation build confidence and, you know, empowering them to reach, you know, their potential is huge. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud to be partnered with them. And for more information about it, BigDraft21.com has a ton more about, you know, their partnership and everything they're doing.
Trey, I got to tell you something, man. You're already a pro in every sense of the word, man. You sound really comfortable and really calm and really in the moment. Like, how did you go about putting yourself in this situation to enjoy the process as much as you are?
Yeah, I think my biggest thing in my mindset is controlling what I can control and not really worrying about, you know, what I can't. So for me, I can control my attitude and effort every single day. So waking up and choosing not to have a bad day every single day is, you know, once you get used to it, it's not a very hard thing. It might sound kind of crazy, but just not having bad days, I think, is something you can totally control. Not letting, you know, a bad 10 seconds or 60 seconds of a day ruin your whole day is definitely something that I think has had a huge impact on me.
I think that's awesome. He's a former North Dakota State quarterback, a two-time national champion, and did appear courtesy of Old Spice and their partnership with Big Brother, Big Sisters of America. Trey, great job. Nice to have you on the show. Good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you. I love that. It's a decision. He said, it may seem a little bit different, but I wake up every single morning and I decide I'm not having a bad day. I'm going to have a good day. And if something happens during that day and I have a bad 10 seconds or a bad 60 seconds, there's no way I'm going to let that impact the entire day because it's a choice. It's a decision.